We're not, yes, Luke 5, 1. Praise the Lord. So it says, so it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, Jesus, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down, and he taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your net for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome scripture. We can identify with Peter a lot of time in our life, right? How many times we've been doing a good thing. Now, we're going to be talking about good thing. You see, when we have to choose between sin and good, it's not too hard. It shouldn't be too hard. Amen? But how about when we have to choose between two good things? Right? There's where, all right. So here it is. Again, we can identify with Peter. He's been working all night, fishing all night, trying so night. He needs to catch fish, not only for him, but probably for his family, his financial involved, all these things. And we try and we try and we try, right? We can be like him. We try, and then we are discouraged because we get to the point, amen, that it's not working. How many of you have done that? We've all been there. I try this, and that doesn't happen. Lord, how many times I'm going to forgive? How many times I'm going to get the high road? How many times I've been praying for the job? I've been praying for favor. I've been praying for finances. I've been praying for my marriage. I've been praying for my children. I'm tired. I'm cleaning the net. I'm pulling up the net. Amen? Anyone here? We can identify with that, right? And discourage. Because it seems like no matter how hard we try and doing, right? We're so used to do. We do. If I do 2 plus 2 equals 4. If I do this, if I do that, I've been going to church. I've been giving. I've been, right? All the less. And there comes Jesus and looks at Peter. And after Jesus preached, right, he preached the word, he looks at Peter, Simon, and he say, just go into the deep. Now, picture this up. They're already washing the nets. I know we don't have that many fishermen here. But washing the nets is a lot of work, especially when you're trying. So that means it's over. I'm done. I'm packing. I'm leaving. And so the boat is already on shore. But now Jesus is saying, just go into the deep and lay down your net. And so Peter comes, and he looks at him, and he said, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night. Lord, you know how many times I have forgiven that person? You know how many times I have tried that? Lord, you know, they're not going to change. It's not going to change, Lord. I have a toil all night. But then he says something really profound. And caught nothing. Nevertheless, hallelujah, at your word, I will let down the net. Boom. Awesome. At your word. At whose word? It's the Lord's word. Amen. So this is what's going on. We've been hearing about the shepherd. His shepherd, you know, our shepherd said, we hear his voice. And so this is what's coming in. Do we dare enough when we are done to say to God and to the Lord, I'm tired, I'm done. I try it, it's not work. But you know what? At your word. Because you're asking me, Lord. At your word. The problem is we're not hearing the Lord. We hear more what the enemy have to say. And even though Peter believed, or Simon there is the same, believed with all his heart, there's no fish. I toil all night. It's not going to happen. I'm trying to forgive. I'm trying to be a Christian. I'm trying to do right. It's not going to happen. But whoa, at your word. At your word. Because you say it, Lord. Because you say it. I'm going to let down my walls one more time. That's the net. I'm going to lay it down. At your word. The problem is we're not hearing the Lord. We hear more what we feel. We hear more what our mind is. We hear more about our circumstances. And let me tell you something. Your experience doesn't come above the word of God. And many, many times when we live in the kingdom of God, we better know what God is saying to you and to the church. He communicates by his word. But if we do not know the word of God, if you don't get to the word of God, you're always going to be making decision according to your flesh. And there's where the enemy gets you. So we know how it finished, right? He lowered his net, and because he lowered his net at the word of God, if God is asking you to do something, and he's telling you, and the commandments of God do not change, as we obey him, amen, then God works in our life, and breakthrough comes in. It's when we hold back because we do not know, and we don't know the word of God. And we are not moved by feelings in our experience. Now, I know experiences are harsh. Amen? And we get some experience, but again, it doesn't go above what the word of God says. And so the Bible say here in the story, right? He lowered his net. He did it one more time. I'm going to forgive one more time. I'm going to give one more time. I'm going to serve one more time at your word because you're asking me, Lord. Because I know it's the right thing to do. Again, the problem comes. We don't know what the Lord is saying. We don't spend time in the word. We don't come. We don't read the word of God. We go by one preaching to another. And preaching is good. Look what I'm doing, right? But you can't live a preaching all the long. Find for yourself what is it that the Lord is saying. And the Holy Spirit, oh, I hear this. Does it go with the word of God? Yes, we teach our people that the Holy Spirit speak. Amen? This is a prophetic church. We want you to know. I hear, I sense, I know, I feel, right? Corinthians is talking about the Holy Spirit in you. God, the Holy Spirit, leads you and guides you. But it's never going to be different from the word of God. It goes hand in hand. So how do I know I'm hearing God? The only way I can measure that is by the word. And so sometimes we come to, you know, there's churches and preaching, and it makes me feel goosebumps. You come out and you say, okay, it was a good service. It was great. What was the thought? I don't know, but he was good. And then you hear something and sounds so good and you go, yes, right? Oh, wow. Have you checked with the word? At your word. And then this is what happened to Simon. They didn't stop there. Not only did they pull the miracle, right? And I'm here to tell you, when you hear the voice of God, when you read the word of God, and you know it's God, obey. The tug of war comes with, I don't want to. Have you ministered? Have you been with the little children? Say, you're sorry. I don't want to. Pick up your plate. I don't want to. And we do the same with God. And your breakthrough is right there, but we refuse to do it. And then we put condition. I'll do this, Lord, if. Don't you love those bargains? I hear them all the time. If you do this, Lord, I'll do it. I'll do it when I see, I don't know, I hear people just putting, you know, fleets, you know, before the Lord. Like Gideon. That was in the Old Testament. Because the Spirit of God was not in Gideon, right? To hear like we are. We're so blessed. Are we? Are we using it? Are we walking in it? Amen. How do you know right from wrong? How do you know that you're believing in the truth, the word of God? It doesn't change. My sheep hear my voice at your word, Lord. So he lowers down and, you know, the miracle comes in. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So wait a minute, why is he crying that? I believe that true conversion happened that minute in Simon Peter. Because the goodness of the Lord leads to repentance. The goodness of God, for him to see God do that miracle, he fell down on his feet. He realized he's encountering a holy God, mighty God. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Amen? So, God again is speaking up. God again is standing. And when we see the goodness of the Lord, you know what it should bring to you? Repentance. Not pride. Not, oh, look how much power I have. No, it should make us all humble to say, I'm a sinful person. I don't deserve this blessing. I don't deserve this healing. I don't deserve this deliverance. But you, mighty God, you're good. For God is good. Amen? So he brings in, he falls down, and he repents. And that's what the word says. That the goodness of God brings us back to repent. When was the last time that we truly repented? Sometimes our sins, we sin and we go, oh, well, we kind of justify, just like we do when we're arguing with someone. The person come and say, but you did this and oh, yeah, and how about you? And what about when you did that? And you know, we justify and we put our feet down strong. I'm right, you're wrong. And even if I'm wrong, no. Repentance with God is, oh, Lord, depart from me. Of course, we don't want the Lord to depart from us, but there's true repentance, isn't it? So again, I'm here to challenge you. What is it that the Lord is telling you to do that you feel is going to cost you way too much? And would you be like Peter to say to the Lord, there's no fish. There's nothing but at your word, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bite the bullet, right? You hear that? Because this is what God is asking me to do. And when you do it, I'm here to assure you that things are going to shift. And God is going to be God, and he's going to come to your rescue, and you're going to be okay. Amen? It's when we stubbornly want to tell God what to do. There's no fish, Lord. I'm the fisherman, Lord. You're the carpenter. Don't we try to do that to the Lord? Oh, God, but you don't understand. It's time to do what the Lord is asking you to do. It's a ministry. It's a witness to somebody. It's a trusting the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. It's a one more time. I'm gonna lower my net. One more time. I'm gonna trust not in people, but in who? In God. One more time. I'm gonna do it at your word. And so I share this a lot. I don't want to disappoint my husband, my children, my grandchildren, or the church. I hope I never disappoint you, which I will. But the one person I really don't want to disappoint is my Lord. And so I'm being, when everything in me, and I can reason, I'm going to do this because this is what needs to be done. And I feel it with all my heart. And I'm good about it. And I'm okay with it. Except I need to make sure it's okay with the Lord. Because I fear my God. And so many times we come, and in ministry you can imagine, right? We're dealing like surgeon with hearts, right? You're missing with hearts. And while you disagree sometime, what is the Lord saying? And so because I fear my Lord, many times I have to bite the bullet and go, okay, Lord, at your word. But you know what? At the moment, it doesn't feel good. Peter was tired. He was discouraged. But he did it anyway. God understands discouragement. He understands being tired. He understands where you are. But he challenged us to say, just throw it over. Just let down your net. Amen? Glory to God. Hebrews 4:7. Let's see that. Hebrews 4:7. It says, again, he designated a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today. Everybody say today. 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 If you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not after lunch. Well, it can be after lunch. It's still today, right? I can hear it. I heard you. No. Still today. But today, if you hear what the Lord is telling you, do it. Do it. Don't harden your heart. This is what happened with us, with all of us. When you hear the voice of the Lord and you disobey or refuse to do what he's asking you to do, it doesn't get easier. You just get harder and harder. Right? Like I say, do not harden your hearts. And what happened is, then your place, your situation, you're in worse place than you were before. So you love Jesus? We do. He's our Savior. To end, First John, Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was in the light of man. Jump to 14. And the word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Is Jesus in your heart? Did you believe in Jesus? You worship Jesus. He's the Word. When was the last time you sat down and read the Word? The Word is Jesus. So if I love Jesus and I know Jesus, I need to know the Word. And then I need to hear his voice. And then I need to what? Obey. Amen? Let's get the band to come, please. This day, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Right? You obey. To obey is better than sacrifice. Amen? Let's all stand. You obey the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking. The Spirit of the Lord is telling you. We worship God. There's some place. I know this message for someone. The Lord would have not put it in my heart. If you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you're hearing the voice of the Lord telling you, come. Come. Come and see. Come and see. Come and receive him. Amen. And as you worship the Lord, and he reminds you of those things that he's telling you, put the net one more time. Oh, Lord, but you don't understand. Lower it one more time. And may the Lord give you the strength.